It's Tuesday, the 16th of April. I'm Mark Steadman, and I think I'm starting to get a handle on things. Hello. Oh, here we are again, eh? We've got music and stuff back. We've got some sort of level of production. Still probably not much in the way of editing, but, you know, we'll see how things progress. As I alluded to in the intro, I think I'm starting to get a handle on things. I have been living in somewhat of a pupil, P-U-P-A-L stage for a while, and I kind of want to talk about that and give you sort of a sense of what's happening. So I think for today's little episode, we'll talk about my pupil stage, the future of Morning Creative. I'm going to talk to you about daily podcasting tips. And then when marketing, in inverted commas, is just... What happens when it's just the things that interest you? When it's just about sharing what interests you? So number first thing then is my pupil stage. So the writer and general good thinking person, Martha Beck, has a whole thing about following your North Star. And she's got what I'm listening to at the moment is an audio presentation. I don't think it's actually a book, although there is a book around it. But she talks about caterpillars when they turn into butterflies. When they're in that transitional stage, they build themselves a chrysalis. And inside that chrysalis, if you were to cut it open, just a bunch of goop would come out. It's not like there is a half caterpillar, half butterfly in there, you know, like a caterpillar with little stubby wings. Like, it actually completely, like, dissolves into goo and then starts to reform. And it, certainly if I'm remembering it correctly. And I think she's, in her sort of writing, has talked about how change can often feel like that. And when you go through something that is traumatic or dramatic or big, some kind of big shift, it doesn't have to be a trauma, it can necessitate, or it can bring on this sort of change, this kind of larval or pupil state. And I've sort of been in that, you know, and I've been functioning, I've been doing my work and been doing my job. And it's not been a state of like unease or dis-ease, but it's very much been a state of just feeling that tenderness and kind of want to take care of myself, you know, and kind of being a little bit sort of raw, exposed to the elements, if you know what I mean. Just that sense of like, ooh, you know, like something's just sort of exposed to the elements effectively. And so within that stage, it's been redolent, that's the wrong word I would imagine, but it's been, you know, it's been prevalent in my output in my work. And even on my website, like there's been this sort of rebuilding phase of stopping and going, okay, what is the work of a Mark Steadman to do? You know, what is he doing? What does he offer? You know, like there's the day-to-day stuff, but like a little, you know, thinking a little bit longer term, what's happening. And I feel like it's tentatively starting to make sense. And so I kind of wanted to have a little chat about that. And so as it pertains to Morning Creative, so what happens at the moment is every couple of weeks I go to, I get out of the flat and I go and have breakfast or brunch. And I sit in a nice, sort of, coffee eatery place and I do some work and then I come home and I do some work. And what I'm thinking of, what I'm thinking is that, this is probably a good day to record a Morning Creative. So I think we're going to go from daily to then sort of sporadically to probably every 2 weeks, because I think that's around enough time to have something to say, but not be overdoing it and not be publishing for the sake of it. I mean, I never was with the daily episodes. I had content all, you know, backed up, or not backed up, but sort of ready to go for quite a while. And so now I'm kind of thinking, you know, when an idea strikes, I'll pop it on the list and we'll have a chat about it. And so that should be every 2 weeks. And that's all nice like that. And I have my other show. I have List Envy, which is my weekly sort of entertainment show, which is not, I was going to say not safe for work, but that's not really true. It's just not for work. And that's a fun thing that I get to do. And so that is still ongoing. But, you know, I kind of did feel the need to have a work podcast, if you like. But I'm not going to stress over it. I'm going to, you know, hopefully make it useful, hopefully give you a sense if you want to keep abreast of what I'm up to in kind of an audio sense, then this is the place that will happen. And so, yeah, Morning Creative kind of lives on. I'm keeping the name because I think I talked about this a while back. I like the name in terms of that sort of idea of dawn, you know, of a dawning creative, of something, that constant sense of newness, of the morning dew, you know, fresh morning dew. It's, you know, it's kind of nice like that. And so, and also, you know, to a degree, one can worry too much about names. And I like the artwork and everything. And it's basically just my face and with the words Morning Creative. And so, like, I'm happy with all of that. And I wanted it to continue. I wanted to have a space to talk about some of the work stuff and the creativity stuff. And so that is what this is going to be. And so I hope you'll continue along the journey with me. I've picked up all sorts of strays who listen to Morning Creative. And so for a while there, it was probably quite confusing as to what is going on. And now, really, I think Morning Creative is kind of an audio journal about what running a small creative business is like. I think that's essentially what we're talking about. So that's Morning Creative. I've been having fun over the last week or so writing little daily tips. And I've been really surprised, actually. It's been fun. So these, I get these podcast ideas that occur to me that are often based on, God, I wish this wasn't in this piece of audio. You know, there's a couple of ways I'm tackling that. One of them is I'm implementing, depending on whether you are old enough to remember this, back in the day when you used to take film to be developed, when you used to, you know, take your camera and a roll of film and you know, from your holidays, you'd pop them off to the chemist. And there'd usually be a couple of shots at the end of the holiday where you just were just using up the film. And maybe there's a shot of your thumb or a, you know, a sunset and it's really dark and you didn't turn the flash on. And what would happen is you would get a quality control sticker put on the photo. And it was essentially, which is not exactly the way I'm using it, but I think it was essentially the chemist, you know, the film developer people saying, don't blame us that this has turned out rubbish, right? It's, you know, we just developed what you gave us kind of thing. And so I kind of wanted to do something like that, not again to absolve myself of responsibility as a podcast editor, but to be able to say, this is, you know, perhaps an unforced error. This is something that needn't be an issue, you know, with a bit of forethought, a bit of hindsight. And it's just my way of kind of reminding people in a sense, of just, hey, I'm just popping a little tag, just popping a little sticker on this, rather than have to write like what can sometimes feel like a naggy email. It's actually sort of saying, and you know, the way I manage episodes is I have a system where my client can look at the episode and get all the information, the show notes and stuff. And within that system, I can then add these little bits so they can read them and hopefully, you know, take note and then it's just another thing to think about or add to the checklist to make sure that everything sounds as good as it can do, you know? And so there's a couple of ways, like I said, that I'm tackling this idea of when I come at a piece of audio and think, ooh, that's less than perfect for whatever reason. What might I suggest to the client and or to the general public to avoid that happening again? Or like, what's a habit that I'm seeing being formed? Or what's an assumption being made, you know? And so when they occur to me, when they pop into my little brain there, I pop them into Notion. So I will actually sit and write it at the time. And I think that's the key. That's what's keeping my interest at the moment, is as soon as it occurs to me, I stop what I'm doing and I write the post. And I don't come back to it. I write it there and then. I might spend 5 minutes on it, maybe 10 minutes at the most. And I'll do a little graphic. I always start with the graphic first. So I just make up a little image, which is just a sentence, a short sentence. And then I'll write a bit more and I'll stick that in Notion. And then I can add it to my social media queue to go out to LinkedIn and to Instagram, and I'm manually posting to Threads at the moment, and they get a nice little reaction, and I feel like that's something that's building to something without it feeling like a big hassle. And I'm not going to stress out about not having one. You know, if I don't have one for a particular day, I'm not going to worry about it. At the moment, I think I've published six, I think, and I've got another 12 in the can. Yeah. So another kind of 2 weeks worth, which is, another, because I'm only publishing weekdays. So another, 2 weeks, and a little bit of ideas. And, there's a nice thought there of maybe seeing what happens if I can get to 100. But again, like, if I don't have an idea, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not setting out specific time to work on it. I do for other projects, and I advocate that for other projects. But this is just, a way that I can hopefully remind people I still exist, remind people I still offer a service, without it feeling like this big thing. Like, it's got to be a big thing, and it's... I have to promote it everywhere, and it has to have a special name. Yes, I'm calling it Tiny Podcast Tips, but I haven't registered a domain name and set it up as an email newsletter and a separate podcast. They just go up on social. I'm storing them in Notion. If at some point I want to do something with them, as I think I might do at some point, then the option's there, and it's just good to have that little daily touch, and it's low maintenance, low effort. Allows me to, keep my hand in and get the odd occasional comment and like and follow. And so it's kind of doing the job that it should do, because it's demonstrating my knowledge. And I kind of wanted to point to that, really, just to, reminder, or just a little sort of poke in the arm to be like, hey, if this isn't something that you do, is it something you could do? If you've got a bit of knowledge, can you come up with a few ideas? Again, when it's based on, God, I wish people wouldn't do this, or I wish this hadn't happened. What would I do to, if I had a time machine, how would I fix it? And that's kind of where I'm coming from with it. So yeah, it's really fun doing that at the moment, and allows me to still do some form of marketing, I guess, which kind of brings us to the topic of marketing as just a way of talking about the things that interest you, rather than it be much more strategic than that. So my sort of marketing at the moment is I'm doing the daily tips, and I'm trying to get myself on as many podcasts as possible. To that end, I built a web page on my website, which has got information about me and my value as a potential guest. And I've already done one or two interviews, and I've got another potential one lined up, which is lovely. And I want to keep doing those, because as someone who works in podcasting, it's probably about the best thing I can do to, get out to as many people as possible who listen to podcasts. So that is that. But it's all about kind of following the joy, the curiosity, the interest, and just finding ways to communicate that and to share it, really. I think share is probably a good word for it, because, you know, rather than doing this big performative, educative, you know, and I've done all that, I've got so many blog posts that I'd written over the last couple of years, well, starting in 2021, really quite comprehensive. There's a lot of stuff in there, and I point people back to them from time to time. But not necessarily feeling the need to do a big thing when it actually just becomes about stopping for a second and following and just going, what is interesting me right now? What am I interested in? What am I noticing that it would be valuable to share? And how can I do that in a way that is either fun or easy or collaborative, you know, fun, just, you know, enjoyable, joyful, like all that kind of stuff. Why does it need to be, okay, well, it's, you know, Tuesday, whatever time, I've got to show up to the thing now because that's what I said, you know. That's where we can sometimes get, I think, misinterpret the whole Seth Godin idea of, you know, shipping. You know, we ship because it's Friday at whatever o'clock, and you know, I kind of like the encouragement, you know, the positive side of that is like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You've just got to show up. But also I think that can lead us to, there's a difference between something being imperfect and something being vacuous. And I think that sometimes we have this, and I talked about this on a LinkedIn live session I was on last Monday, I believe it was. We can have this tendency, because it's ship day, to put out something that is kind of less than, it's kind of paper thin. I think we all do it. You know, it's like, there isn't really anything here, but I kind of need to put something out. And or we take an idea and we blow it up, or we take an idea and we turn it into, and I've talked about this before, the idea of taking a sort of the thought for the day syndrome. So taking something that happened to you and finding a way through LinkedIn to turn it into something about business. You know, I got a tattoo yesterday, and you know what? That reminds me quite a lot about business. And it's like, does it really though? Or are you just, did you just need to write some content to satisfy the algorithm today? And I think that's where that idea of, you know, shipping kind of gets maybe a bit corrupted. And so, yeah, I kind of just want to focus and follow the stuff that feels fun and interesting. And so between the various little projects I've got, none of which feel, apart from List Envy feels like a thing. But you know, that aside, they're all just, you know, much more lightly held. And that's something that I really want to dig into, you know, as I emerge in my butterfly phase. I think holding things a lot less tightly, a lot more loosely, I think that's kind of where I want to go. So the plan is to do this every 2 weeks and to do the newsletter every month, and just have a talk there in the newsletter about what I'm working on. So it literally is, you know, just keeping up with what I'm doing, because I'm adding value every day in other ways. And I don't, you know, and that was sort of the trap I started to fall into, that I was trying to find all these different ways to add value, you know, to be useful, to always have a reason for someone to have a good answer to the question, what's in it for me? And you can overthink that and overdo it. And it's also, a lot of that stuff can be predicated on, certainly for me, and I'm very guilty of this, a lot of that is predicated on, what does a complete stranger think about me? You know, I must add value to this complete stranger. because they've landed on my website or whatever. And the reality is, have they really though? Has a complete stranger really landed on your website? Have you really got, you know, are you really going to go viral and someone's going to click your bio to learn more? No, what's probably going to happen is you're going to have an existing relationship with someone, and they're going to be interested in what it is you do. And so a newsletter is just your way of saying, here's what I'm up to, you know? And that's not the case for everyone, obviously. It's not one size fits all. But certainly for me, I think that's what works. Okay. So that's where we are. I think that'll just about wrap it up for now. But yeah, I reckon we'll be back here in 2 weeks. In the meantime, mark@hellostedman.com is my email address if you want to have a chat, get in touch. Like if there's anything that you want to talk about, have a think about over the next couple of weeks, I will add it to my list. I'm going to try and keep it relatively small in terms of the list. I think the last episode was one of the longest I've ever recorded, possibly the longest I've ever recorded solo. I remember recording one episode of a podcast that I used to do where I was walking home from a meal with a friend, and I think I did the whole podcast episode on the walk home. And that was in 2014, maybe, I think. And that might have just pipped it, but I'm going to keep these shorter. And I'm also going to try and do a better job of when I'm coming in for a landing, actually landing the plane rather than what I so often do, is approach the runway and then go, oh, nope. And then, you know, keep the make the landing bumpy. I'm going to leave you now. We will chat again in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, you know where I am on all the socials, and I would very much love to have a chat. And so until next time, take very good care of yourself, and I look forward to speaking to you again in a couple of weeks.